morning, everyone, and welcome to the EFG Daily Commute. My name is Stephen Dutzman, and I am your host, as always. I am the founder of EngageFamilyGaming.com. That is a website on the internet where parents like myself and my co-host come together to give parents and families the information they need to get their family game on. Wow, is it cold in Connecticut right now. And we're not even in the worst part of it. It's -3 degrees out, according to my car. I somehow managed to uncase our cars of ice this morning. And now here I am on my way to work. A little bit later than I had hoped to, but at least the sun is out. But man, so to all my friends throughout the Midwest United States, I don't know, man, I'm sending whatever warm thoughts I can, because I got a couple of degrees I can send you guys before it gets bananas. So I'm not going to talk about Kingdom Hearts again. I didn't have an episode yesterday, because they actually, how crazy is this? So, they started with a 2-hour delay, and then at the very last impossible minute, they switched it to closed, and they did that in a number of school systems. So, like, I thought I was good with a 2-hour delay, and as I was waiting at the bus stop with our oldest, I was like, where's the bus? And so I happened to pull up my phone and take a look, and it was, they said closed, so I called home, and So I work from home, or try to, while my kids did their thing. So my oldest and my youngest are grounded from both Fortnite and YouTube for a month. I know that's super excessive as far as the length of time, but it's really the only currency they understand. And so, like, that's the currency that the bank of my children accepts. So we're going to fix it that way. Because bedtime is ridiculous. I don't know if you guys have issues with older kids and bedtime, but, you know, our boys, they share a room, and, when one of them gets riled up, it's just insane. I could go on for a whole episode just talking about how crazy bedtime is. So if you are someone who has trouble with bedtime and you have kids that make every excuse they can and they stall, and they're philosophers that always need a drink of water, or are hungry for a new meal at 10 o'clock at night, because they're hungry, which of course they are because they're awake, then solidarity. I certainly don't want to pretend like I know everything. But one of the fun things they did yesterday, again, I don't really believe in taking away all electronics, and we've talked about that before. The point got across, and last night went much better. So Jacob was playing Animal Crossing with his baby sister, and she's finally starting to understand how to play the game. She's owned it for about a year, but now she's finally starting to understand the loop of, you know, do the activities, get the bells, build your town, pay for your house, etc., which I think is really neat. That she's finally understanding. And one of the ways that she's understanding is that the boys are teaching her. So the fact that Jacob was teaching her Animal Crossing, you know, even if he was grounded, I probably would have figured out a way to forgive it, because she doesn't need to suffer. She goes to bed fine. And the two of them were just adorably playing Animal Crossing for a good portion of the morning. The oldest is playing through Kingdom Hearts 2, because he doesn't want to dive into Kingdom Hearts 3. I know I've said that you can, but he didn't want to. So he's playing through Kingdom Hearts 2, and a funny thing happened. Our middle son, who has decided that he does not like Kingdom Hearts, he was vaguely interested in what was happening on the screen. Like, kind of interested. Like, he really wasn't paying a ton of attention. But, you know, he was looking up every once in a while. But eventually, Evan put on headphones. And so you couldn't hear anything. And Jacob got really agitated by that. And so he started paying a little bit more attention because there are subtitles. So I think he's become more interested now, which I think is kind of funny, after declaring that he didn't care at all. Now that he sees the gameplay, he's interested. But anyway, those are just some of my weird snow day parenting stories. What I wanted to talk about was the Wii eShop. How crazy is that? So the Wii Shop channel, which is essentially the eShop on the Wii, not the Wii U, the Wii. It actually closed yesterday, January 30th. I saw a lot of folks like posting retrospective videos, and, you know, lots of RIP eShop. And, you know, we didn't put anything up like that on EFG, but I wanted to talk about it because, man, that was a really, you know, I don't want to say that it was ahead of its time. That's not really true. But there were a lot of games that were produced for that system that really didn't make their way other places. And it really was Nintendo's first try at, you know, like, helping publish indie games, and there was some really cool stuff on that system, but what's really kind of sad about it is, like, those games are gone now. Like, there's a lot of games that were locked away on the Wii Shop channel that are just gone. They're inaccessible for the most part, and it's kind of scary to think about it. Like, so. So Evan is 12, right? So the Wii, we kind of replaced it when he was much younger, right? So, like, the Wii is the equivalent for him of, like, the Atari for me. Like, he was out, my parents had it, I played with it, but I never really, like, got it, right? Like, it really wasn't until the Wii U that he came into his own, the Wii U and the 3DS. But, you know, there were still games, but it still was in his lifetime. You know, if I desperately need to go and, you know, play some games that I vaguely remember from my childhood, especially games that I had on cartridge, I can just go find those cartridges, and maybe I have to buy a new machine or something like that, but I can play it. A lot of these games are just straight up gone, because they existed solely in digital format. So they're gone. And if you don't have it already downloaded on the Wii Shop channel, from the Wii Shop channel onto a Wii, you're toast. There's no way to get it. And that's kind of scary in that, you know, our transition to, like, a digital future has made some of the media that is created very temporary. There are whole shows, like Voltron, Legendary Defender on Netflix, right? Like, I love that show. But if Netflix decides to take it off of Netflix, I mean, it's a Netflix original. If they decide to take it off, like, there's no way to, like, own it. There's no way to, like, you can't buy it on Blu-ray. You know, they just take it away. Now, maybe they won't, and they probably won't, but how do we really know? And so, you know, we assume Netflix will be around for a while, but, I mean, I would have thought the same thing about Blockbuster and GameStop and Toys R Us. And now they are gone because they failed to make a few adaptations, right? And so now we have, you know, like, what if Netflix goes away and all these Netflix original properties, like, they're just gone? I don't really know the answer to this. I just wanted to talk about it and, you know, just kind of express how, like, it really didn't, I don't know why it didn't hit me until yesterday. Like, I knew it was happening, right? And there are lots of folks who have bemoaned, you know, games just not being available. And, you know, game preservation and things like that, which are certainly important. But something about yesterday and just thinking about the fact that this is something so recent that my son might have nostalgia for it. He probably doesn't have a lot, right? I mean, but this is so recent. This is the Wii. I mean, we're not talking about, you know, the Super Nintendo. The fact that there is a console that came out as I was an adult, that now has functionality such that there are games for that system that are just gone. Just really caught me off guard. And what it really reminded me is that media right now is becoming temporary. You know, and I don't know if that's going to change, but, you know, we're marching steadily to a digital future. And so I think, you know, something to think about. You know, as we vote and as we vote with our wallets and think about these all digital services, you know, the upside is they're convenient. In some cases, they're super cheap. But the downside is, like, these games are going to go away. So I don't know. I'd love to hear you guys' thoughts. So I'm going to share this in the Engage Family Gaming community, as I always do. And this will be a discussion topic, right? I'd love for you guys to share your thoughts with me about digital media and where you think its place is, and, you know, whether or not you agree with it or whether you're happy with it. So I'm going to try and stay warm. It's still -2. So I hope you guys are able to stay warm also. I hope you have a great day. We'll talk to you next week. It is Thursday. So we'll talk to you next week. And until next time, don't forget to get your family game on. See you soon. Bye now.